This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's possible, likely perhaps, but we don't really know yet, that this pandemic is going to slow or maybe completely reverse some big picture economic trends, among them globalization itself. There's been pressure in this country to bring manufacturing back, as you know, especially in light of our shortages of medical supplies. And today, a survey of multinational companies in China found pressure to decouple China and its economic orbit, separated from, say, the U.S. and Western Europe. Marketplace's Scott Tong reports on deglobalization.
We all know where iPhones come from. Now we're finding out about raw materials for medicines and health safety gear.
One of the learnings from the public's point of view is that in many ways, all roads go back to China.
Benjamin Schobert is a global health scholar at the National Bureau of Asian Research, a think tank. In this pandemic, medical essentials have gone in short supply here because foreign factories shut down due to the virus, or they sold goods to other countries or to their own citizens.
Given the political realities, the public health realities, now we're asking ourselves this question of how much of this manufacturing infrastructure are we comfortable having be dependent on China?
If this sounds familiar, there's been supply chain nervousness in other American sectors, tech, telecom, defense, before the pandemic. And on China's side, it has cut investments in the U.S., says Dan Rosen at the Rhodium Group Consultancy.
China's government nervous about capital outflows as a sign of financial risk and instability caused them to close their own door on their own companies going abroad.
It's called decoupling, shorthand for a potentially deglobalizing world. And Rosen expects more calls to bring factories home. But that could be expensive, and there could be shortages of skilled labor in the U.S. So he's suggesting less drastic changes.
Smarter stockpiling, diversification of global supply chain activity so that they're not all concentrated just in one country are additional strategies that need to be thought through.
The thing is, raising drawbridges could backfire. Since March, more than 30 medical export bans have been imposed around the world. Economic historian Doug Irwin at Dartmouth says in the past, these barriers brought retaliation, which could well happen again, say with face masks.
With masks, you've probably heard, 3M is doing its best to ramp up production as fast as possible, but it's also dependent on imports from Canada of the fibers that go into the masks.
So if the U.S. says no masks for you and Canada says no fiber for you, we all lose. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.